This is Jan McArt. I'm at Lynn University, the Director of Theater Arts Program Development, and I'd like to have a little conversation with somebody that I know rather well. My big brother, Don Bunny McArt. Hello, Bunny.
Hello there. I am her older brother, yes. Much older than her.
You got that right.
Yes.
At any rate, I am so happy to have this conversation with my brother because, well, actually, we don't talk all that often. Yes, we do. He's just come off a tour of Say Goodnight, Gracie, and he portrays George Burns. Some people even say he looks like George Burns, but it was a very successful play, wonderful play, and he was kind of wonderful in it. And so, my dear, I'm happy to tell you that I love the play, and George Burns' story is so interesting and so amazing. Did you like it?
I loved doing that show. It's one of the best shows that I think has been written recently.
I think so, too. Who was the playwright?
Playwright was Rupert Hughes.
And he writes a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And then the life that George Burns lived was so amazing.
Yes, it was.
He wasn't even successful till what? How old was he?
Oh, 40 years old.
Then when he met Gracie, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the story from then on, they were conquering every media, radio, television, movies, right?
Yes, they did. It was an amazing accomplishment, what they were able to do, the spectrum of their entertainment.
Before you did that, you know, a lot of people think that you and I were born here in Florida under a palm tree, which is very much not the truth. I had a very big career in New York, and my brother, Bunny, had a very big career in Los Angeles. And how did we get here? Like everybody else in Florida. We came to visit our mother, right?
Right, exactly. Jen.
And you came, in 1990, didn't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
And I remember that you came just for a temporary time, and I said, how would you like to do Sugar Babies at my theater in Miami, right?
That's right.
And it was a smash. Then we took it to Key West, right?
Yeah, Key West, Miami.
And then we did it at Royal Palm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should tell everybody about the Royal Palm. Do you remember 1977?
Do I remember 1977?
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Scary time.
Buddy, we came, and actually, we had no intention of coming to Florida. We just were visiting. And then I thought maybe I'd start a little business, something to write off my trips with my accountant. And then I thought of a dinner theater. That should be easy. And then I thought of the dinner theater. And so it went. Anyway, we opened in 1977. And I remember that the mayor of Boca Raton at that time, Member Bill Conrad,
yes,
was standing in the front door saying, they'll never open tonight. Remember that?
I remember it well.
And we had Lester Lannon's orchestra. We were doing The Merry Widow. I was doing The Merry Widow. You were playing Frosch. We had a fabulous cast.
Yeah, we did.
And that was before the days of microphones.
Right.
And we had Lester Lannon's little orchestra up in the balcony there. Mm-hmm. And we did open. We got that stage. We had the stage in by about, I don't know, 5 o'clock that afternoon.
Yes.
My gosh. Can you imagine what that was?
It was panic time, I'll tell you that.
But, you know, we made a wonderful reputation from that show. In 1977, we established literally the first theater, an equity professional theater, that ran 52 weeks a year. Remember?
You know, it's an incredible accomplishment when you look back at it.
I know.
Today, there are very few equity theaters in the area.
Or even in the touring companies that come out.
Yeah, right. But what you did was absolutely phenomenal.
I still wonder who that was that did it.
Yeah.
But we did. Remember, we would take up the floor. Tim Bennett, who's now at Caldwell, did the most gorgeous floors.
Oh,
remember?
Yes.
And then they'd lift up the floor in pieces, take it back to the warehouse, bring in the new floor. Because in a theater in the round, of course, the stage is so very important. Bunny, what other shows did you do at Royal Palm for me? You did Sugar Babies. You did Merry Widow.
I did...
Some Like It Hot.
Of the I Sing.
And Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. You played the little side step.
Yeah.
What else did you do? Bells Are Ringing, you did.
Bells Are Ringing.
It's hard to... And then we did The Merry Widow in the 25-year period. I think we did The Merry Widow two or three times,
Three times, I think it was, yeah.
And did we do The Fledermaus? We Not did Fledermaus me. Elsewhere, but we didn't. We never did it at that theater. What was your most favorite production?
Some Like It Hot.
I loved it.
I loved that
And that
show.
Girl was marvelous.
Yeah.
Remember, she was so like Marilyn Monroe. She was really marvelous.
I also liked Sugar Babies.
Oh, Sugar Babies was fun. We had Jay Stewart, who did the original with Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Would you say that the fire slowed us down any?
Yes, I
would. In 1993, right?
Yeah.
We were closed, what, 6 months?
I believe it was, yes.
And then we rebuilt, reopened.
Ooh-hoo.
And we opened with one of the best productions we ever did. You and I were not in that production, but we opened in with the Grand Hotel. That was a brilliant production.
Classic.
And the late Bob Bogdanoff was so good. Such a great director.
He was a genius. He really was a genius.
Yes, he was. And when you think of what he managed to accomplish on that very small stage, but that was the genius of it because it was so close to everybody. And they, you know, to have 300 people right in that area, just as close as you and I are here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we ought to tell the people how we began?
Yes, I think they'd be very interested to hear that.
Well, all right. My brother was up here. He'd done Kiss and Tell on Broadway and then went out to Los Angeles. And I got to visit my big brother. And, of course, I was very impressed to be in Los Angeles. And somehow his girlfriend at the time knew somebody that knew somebody that was a friend of somebody else's. And we knew where Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, who were casting, were out having lunch. So we decided to park the car outside the theater where we knew they were auditioning. So along came Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, and I got out of the car because my brother told me to, and I said, hello, I'm Jan McCart, and I would love to sing for you. And they looked so stunned that anybody had sort of staked them out that they said, well, come on upstairs and sing. It was a turnabout theater, I think.
Yes.
And then I went upstairs, and Richard Rodgers said, wasn't the room too much bigger than this? Richard Rodgers sat down at the piano, and he said, well, what would you like to sing? So I said, I was a teenager, by the way, and I was pretty dumb and green. And I said, well, I think I'd like to sing If I Loved You. Do you know that one? He said, I think so. I wrote it. And there's an old rule that you never sing the composer's song because they might like the way you sing, but if you don't sing their song the way they hear it, they don't like you and you're out. Well, I didn't know that rule, so I sang my heart out, and I got through, and they looked at each other, and they ultimately sent me down right then to the Biltmore Theater in Los Angeles. And to make a long story short, I didn't even know that I'd been hired. But we got to see the second act of Oklahoma free for about a week, and we loved it. And then we realized, hey, I really had been hired, and I was hired as a standby for the leading lady, Laurie. And then later on, about 6 weeks later, the darling little girl that was playing that part got a knee infection, and there I was, and I was off and running.
And it was terrific.
Yeah, it was fun, and you were there, right?
I was there for many performances.
Oh, free.
Yeah.
Free. Anyway, that was the beginning of our careers. But then when I went back to New York and then came to Florida to start the dinner theater, Bunny didn't come until 1990 when he came to visit my mother, and then I talked him into staying, and that's really how you got here.
Yes, it was, and I'm certainly grateful to you for doing it.
And now you make your home here.
I do. I've been here now for 20 years.
You know, it took me a long time to say I lived in Florida. I used to say, when people would say, where are you from? I'd say, well, I'm from New York and Florida. But after I produced The Prince of Central Park on Broadway, we're coming back to Florida. And I said, yes, I'm going home. And then I thought, home? Home? Florida's home? And I said, well, I've got a mortgage, I've got a dog, I've got a lawnmower. I guess that's home. So that's our home in Boca Raton, where
that's
we now
it.
Make our headquarters.
And you've done extremely well since then, I might add.
Well, I've had a lot of help, a lot of people making me look smart.
And we've had a lot of fun on the stage together.
Indeed we have. And do you want to do The Merry Widow tonight?
Again, yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it's been a lifetime of fun and happiness and challenges and a good time. It's wonderful to be able to do what you love to do and get paid for it now and then.
Yes, it is. And we did get paid now and then.
Yes. Well, thank you, Bunny. It's great to share some reminiscences from our careers.